Yeah, a container and build a box and put the milk in the spring.
I see. Did you ever hear anybody call that a dairy?
No, they didn't call that a dairy. Uh-huh. The dairy was a separate house.
I see. For all cows.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Outside the house, would you tell me what the tenants, what did the tenants call their toilet outside?
Call it what?
A toilet that was outside.
Oh, Johnny House.
Johnny House, I see. Uh-huh. And the in your house, this would be a porch. In your house, did you have a porch all the way around?
No, sir. My own home had a big front porch and a west porch and a east porch.
I see. Uh-huh. And you just called it a porch?
Yes.
Did you have anything called a stoop?
Well, no, not in those days. No,
uh-huh. That's something. And I meant to ask you, what kind of, this was not logs, what did you have on the outside of the tenant house?
For a toilet?
The kind of boards you'd have around this house to keep out.
What?
On the outside, what did you have to keep out the wind?
Nothing.
I mean,
weatherboarding? It was boards, wooden boards, generally.
Would they go up and down?
They were weatherboard.
I see.
Weatherboard.
And they go up and down?
Mm-hmm. No, it went
horizontal.
Yes.
Okay. And how did you catch rainwater? How did you catch rainwater?
Well, lots of them would get the water that came off of the house, especially if they had a valley or something like that. They would make a tin container and put a hole in the middle of it, and the water would go in there and then go into a cistern.
I see.
A cistern was a big container in the ground, you know, made out of brick.
Mm-hmm. Did they have something around the roof?
They had guttering.
All the way around?
Yes.
I see.
Yes. Uh-huh. Not necessarily all the way around, but it was where it would catch the water when it rained.
I see. Uh-huh. And would you tell me how you'd start a fire when you were a boy in the fireplace?
Did what?
In the fireplace, how would you start a fire?
Well, they generally had some little piece of paper and a match or something like that. All the coals there, they'd pull the coals left over from the night before, you know. And they'd get some fat pine or something like that and put that. And
the fat pine would be called kindling?
Yes. There wasn't much of it in this country. The only pine that we had would come in the boxes and things of that kind.
I see.
It wasn't natural to this country.
Uh-huh. What was the hearth made out of?
Brick.
I see. How far out would it be?
Yes, brick.
Mm-hmm. And over the fireplace, what was
it? Was a mantle.
Uh-huh. And in the fireplace, what was the big log that you'd have?
A big what?
A big log.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had what we call a back log, and then we'd put smaller logs on there. And that big back log would burn slowly and last, you know. And then we'd keep adding small logs to it and keep the fire going.